This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conversation, meaningful conversation, the good news, and then some. Seven after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. Doug and Kara and Victoria, or Doug and Victoria and Kara, you can mix it up any way you want to, kind of like a smorgasbord. I always had a hard time with that word, smorgasbord, smorgasbord, smorgasbord. How'd that come out of your mouth?
Smorgasbord.
The news today isn't good. The news this weekend isn't good. So what do we do about what's going on? Is there a solution to all this violence, to all this killing, to all this murder, to all this mayhem? And if I suggest a solution, will you buy into it? Will you be saying to yourself during the course of the day, wow, that was a great idea, or man, is he crazy? You know what? I don't really care. If this gets people to thinking in a different way about what's going on, because that's the only way, whatever the thoughts are that you have, the only way that things are going to get different is if we have different thoughts. I was treated once to a philosophy, if you want something different to happen, do something different. So, how do you argue with that?
Yeah.
It does. So, who's running things now? Look around the world to leaders in most countries, mostly men. Look around the world to most businesses. Who's leading most businesses? Mostly men. Look around to subordinate positions in government, in business, in politics. Government and politics are two different things for me. Politics, one thing. Government means the bureaucrats. But look at all of any, look at the religious organizations. Most every name that you see on board of directors, letterheads, that you see when you get a notification about something, let's say you're a stockholder and you look at the people who are running the company, mostly it's men. So, in my opinion, if we are to change the way the world is being run at the grassroots, we better be thinking about getting away from men running things and putting women in charge. Not just in charge of the top. I had this philosophy discussion, I think, last week, Victoria, with you. Did I not? Maybe early in the week last week.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what it was that brought me around to thinking this, what event. It wasn't the same stuff. But even if you want to apply it to...
I think it was maybe with Theresa May, with the Brexit.
Okay. Yeah, and then I was looking around. Yeah. If we're of Hillary Clinton, he's president of the United States. You got Miss Merkel. There are a few women who are running countries. But the problems they have still in trying to change things is that there are men under them who are exercising using their testosterone instead of the estrogen. Well, for whatever the reason, not important biologically for us to understand it at the moment, but estrogen seems to bring out the best in people, whereas testosterone does not, unless you're in the fight or flight mode. We have developed and survived as a species for whatever number of years we've been on the planet because of fight or flight. Because to survive, we had to kill or be killed. That's not the case now. We don't have to kill these police officers, and these police officers don't have to kill the people that they're arresting.
Exactly.
For the most part, there is, in some circumstances,
right,
there are exceptions, and they are dramatic exceptions, and most of the technology that we have...
They should be dramatic exceptions.
They are, or they've been proven, the ones that have been done right, and I think if we look back over the last week, the last month, the last year, more of them have been done wrong than been done right. We don't have to dig around in specifics, you know, and you feel, and you understand. And so, what do you do to change all that? And if it's, does Hillary Clinton change everything? I don't know that she does. Is that a start? I don't know. My daughter and I had this conversation actually yesterday when we were eating breakfast. We were talking about Hillary, and I keep going back and forth here in this whole circle of things because there are so many things that Donald Trump says that I appreciate, I approve of, I identify with. They are the rhetoric is an answer to my concerns. I don't know, and none of us will know, unless and until he's elected president. It'll be interesting to see how much of a leader he presents himself as this week at the Republican convention. Mrs. Clinton is known. The other people are known. Is there a wholesale change about to develop here? My sense is that isn't going to happen, but it could be on my wish list. This is something that won't happen tomorrow. It won't happen next week, next month, next year. But it certainly is something to think about. Aren't you tired of the way things are? So I'm giving you an opportunity to think about an option that's different. Well, maybe you don't appreciate it. So what's the next best option? It isn't more guns. It isn't really more police. It's better trained police, better paid police. I stick to my guns, if you'll pardon the pun on that. But think about what the reaction time is for women. What about women? What about female police officers? There's a study that's out today, which actually isn't. It's a reprint of a study that was done after Rodney King in the early 90s in Los Angeles. And the conclusion was very clear. There were no men involved in that circumstance. When there is a record, when you look back across that police department or other police departments in the country, I'd love to talk to William Bratton, who has been the police commissioner in Boston, New York, Los Angeles, and now back to New York again. You got to know this guy knows what he's doing. And I wonder what he would say about this. Victoria, you're there. Maybe there's a way someday when he's having a press conference you can wander in and say, Mr. Bratton, what do you think about having more, not just a police chief? I believe the police chief in Baltimore is a woman. There's some, I think Washington's police chief is a woman.
Yeah, the D.C. Really? Police chief is, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. But if you're dealing with the same stuff under you, is that
a
way, how do you fix it?
The police chief is necessarily the most important part of this. I think it's
leadership,
right.
Up and down. It's just changing, period, everything. More women police officers. More women running businesses. More women in charge.
But the interesting thing about this study it's now being re-evaluated, is actually female officers making those day-to-day arrests and responding to those types of calls.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what's really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. It's down at every lower level from the top on down. There needs to be a wholesale change. I'm reminded of the Amazonian era. And that's legend or reality, when women were in charge, and the term Amazon, referring to big, strong women who are around today, comes obviously from that era. Is that what we need? What we have now sure as heck isn't working. I'm open to any suggestions. You don't have to agree with me, but there needs to be a lot of changes here.
Yeah, well, I think an interesting aspect of this, and talking about Hillary Clinton earlier, whether you like her or not, I think one of the biggest criticisms that people have had is, can she efficiently run things because she's a woman, or is she going to have PMS, or is she going to have menopause?
That's stupid.
And I think it is stupid, and I think...
But we hear it a lot, as
well.
Yeah,
it's something that you hear a lot, and it's not
from
a valid...
insecure men.
Yeah, it's not a valid criticism, but I think the interesting thing is that women do think slightly differently than men on things, and so whether or not you want women to be in charge of everything, I do think that bringing people in who have a different perspective is always going to have a good... I think of the movie 12 Angry Men and how you have a bunch of people with the same perspective in the same room coming up with the same answer and not even willing to think of a different option.
Yeah.
And then you have someone come in who has a different perspective, and in that movie it's still a man, but if you bring in people with different perspectives, you're going to get change. And I think that's what we need right now.
Yep. 888-302-3684. There's a continuing conversation. Twitter at Good Day Show. I'll have Kara, I'll ask her to please, as new information comes in, we'll share it. What are some of your ideas? All right, I have an idea. This is about money. This is about investing. This is about getting 8% guaranteed. I know I have your attention now. When I put 8% per annum and the word guaranteed with it, 8% return guaranteed. What are you getting out of your savings account at the moment? What are you getting out of your CDs at the moment? What are you getting out of your money market account right now? All right. So I think I've given you a pretty good overview. Not very appealing, eh? So may I expose you to an alternative, which most people don't know about, although more and more people are talking about this since I started talking about it about a month ago, real estate income funds, specifically commercial real estate income funds that allow you to earn a secured 8% yield where you can receive monthly checks or reinvest the distribution back to the fund to compound your return. You can find out more by going to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com and watch a 5-minute video. See if it's the right thing for you. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Certainly it's silly not to spend a few minutes to look at the video at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Or you can call them for some more detailed information, 888-444-2102. So you go to either commercialrealestateincomefunds.com to find out about the 8% yield guaranteed, or you can call 888-444-2102. The website is commercialrealestateincomefunds.com or call 888-444-2102.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com and Mobil.com for details.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrans Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Super Bowl, there wasn't as much enthusiasm for Coldplay doing the halftime show, and I'm not sure why. I've never seen them in concert, but they have started a tour. They're a North American worldwide, well, this is the leg of the worldwide tour, and Victoria was at the performance this weekend, and you carried a lot of enthusiasm when you were out, walking out of the park, it sounds like to me, the way you've been describing it off the air.
Yeah, it was Saturday night. They opened at Giant Stadium in New Jersey, and it was, I've seen them probably 7 times now, and that
have
was
you?
Just, yeah, I've been a longtime Coldplay fan since their first album, and I've seen them in the smallest venues, and now to see them in a stadium was, I felt like it was it's like watching your band grow up, and they were just phenomenal. They were absolutely phenomenal.
Well, what does that word mean? Phenomenal is an interesting word, but it doesn't get down to the heart of the matter. What is there about their music? There's one song, Vida La Viva, or whatever.
Viva La Vida, yeah, they did that song too. That was great. Yeah,
that's a fabulous, that is, I'll use the word fabulous, but that song, there's just something about it that grabs you. But this song sounds like Coldplay.
Grabs you. Yeah, everything grabs you. Their live performance, they can make a stadium feel so intimate, and that's...
Is it they, or is it Chris Martin?
Well, it's Chris Martin drives the bus, of course, but they're incredible musicians, and the four of them together, when they make a lot of sound for four guys.
Yeah, and listening to this, I mean, you can hear the instrumentals in the background, and that's what makes the Coldplay sound to me. It's, yes, Chris Martin's voice, but they're just something specific. When you hear the guitar or keyboards, or, you know, it sounds like Coldplay.
They have such a signature sound, yeah.
So what's your favorite Coldplay song?
Oh, I couldn't pick one, but I love The Scientist from A Rush of Blood to the Head. They did that live, which was wonderful. I do love Viva La Vida. I love this new album, A Head Full of Dreams. It's just so positive, and it's filled with love. And when you walk in the building, they give everyone a wristband that's an LED light band that your wrist becomes part of the show, and it's all timed with lasers. And so your arm lights up, and they give you a button that says love, and everybody was just all about love and positivity. And it was such a wonderful escape for 2 solid hours of just loving everyone. It was really amazing.
If that's the case, why doesn't, if most people agree, and most of us do, that this is the message, why isn't it getting through? That's just a question that baffles me. We all talk about this sort of thing, or most of us do, and then we wrap ourselves around it. We have people paying tribute to the officers and public forums, but yet nothing changes. Every day there's more of the same. So that brings me back around to what I was saying.
Well, you know before. What? I kind of disagree. I think that, it's 2 days later and I'm still feeling it, and 80,000 people together are probably still having conversations about
not
it. So I think if you do things on, I think it's, you have to take baby steps. I just don't think you can have one big sweeping change. We'd all love a magic wand to make everything better, but, you know, you just have to start doing what you can do in your own life and let it trickle down from there.
There is a movement afoot to change the way we think, no question about that, but there's still some hardcore people of all ages. Most of these shooters are young. Most of the police who are dying are young. These are not old people who are committing this. There is an anger there that is so deep. And so going to an event like this Coldplay concert or others, I mean, I love to go to some of the older concerts where I can hear some of the hits that I grew up with, the same as you want to hear the hits that you grew up with.
Right. What's interesting, though? Speaking of 80,000 people, there wasn't a second that I felt nervous about being in a large crowd like that. Newark Airport, all night long, planes are flying right over the stadium, and it was a really wonderful night to just not worry about the problems of the world and celebrate love and positivity.
That's the way we all should be living our lives. 28 past the hour.
Rural hospitals are modernizing, but still face challenges their big city cousins don't usually have. More today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Kelly Arduino says of the 2,300 rural hospitals in the United States, 1,800 have either rebuilt or remodeled in the last 10 years. Arduino helps rural healthcare providers get financing and was part of a recent panel discussion on rural infrastructure sponsored by Farm Credit.
90% of rural hospitals have electronic health records now, but I would say they're almost got a hangover from that process. Not only was it very, very costly to do that, more so than even the subsidies that they were given to implement those, but now they have systems and different ways of doing things that have created inefficiencies.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Monday morning, it's the 18th of July, healing you, healing your brain, healing your life. There's a lot written about noise pollution, interesting phrase, which was coined when I was a kid. Scientists discovered that everyday exposure to a lot of noise, highway noise, airport noise, train noise, it creates a lot of... Excuse me.
I was just laughing. Peanut butter?
Yeah, that's the peanut butter. I mean, I just said to Kara and Victoria that I'm in my cousin's house in Denver. My cousin died last week. A wonderful guy. And his funeral is this morning. So I came in here last night. and his wife Marilyn fixed me a peanut butter sandwich because there's nothing else in the house to eat, and I ate some of it last night, and it sat out here. So I'm eating a stale peanut butter sandwich.
Breakfast champion.
As usual, I don't think. I'm thinking, okay, what are we going to do, and where are we going to go with the conversation? So I take this bite about 14 seconds before we go back on the air, and my mouth is now all gummed up from all this goo that's inside of it. Let me just for a moment, I am going to speak about this for a minute because this is a part of what we are not doing. We're not taking time to think about things, people that matter, events that matter, lives that matter. What matters to you? And do you think about it? I have had, Marilyn and I were last night talking about some of the conversations I've had with Dougie. About a year ago, and by the way, this Dougie is the son of my Uncle Dudley, for whom I was named. He was the commander. You've heard me speak before about the USS Wahoo, if you're new to the program. He was the commander of the submarine in World War II, sunk more Japanese tonnage than any other sub in the Pacific Fleet. And then he was lost north of Sakhalin Island off the coast of Japan and Russia. In late 1943, he was given a bunch of dud torpedoes. So he went from best to worst to dead. And it was all about bureaucracy. There was an investigation lost and the bureaucrats. There was a whole, you know, can of worms. But the point is that Dougie and my father, because he didn't, he had his mother remarried, and guy that she remarried an okay guy. But then he died, and so Dougie and my father always had a great relationship and developed more, and he was a part of our family, probably more so. I don't have a lot of relatives. My mother and father were only children, and so there's not an expansive Stefan family here, there, and everywhere. So maybe the people that are a part of it, we appreciated more for whatever the reason. Those of you who come from large families, I'm betting it's kind of like a scene from that movie with Sandra Bullock and what's the heavy set actress's name? Is the movie's called Heat?
The
one with Melissa McCarthy. Yeah, right. Yeah, they sit around and yell and scream at the table at the, you know, that kind of stuff. And there's plenty of those movies around and plenty of those experiences around. But we value each and every one of the people in our family, because it's a small family. Anyway, Dougie was a wonderful guy in many, many ways. And so he and I were friendlier, maybe because we were the only two male members of the extended family. And he and my father were very close. So we were sitting at a dinner table once. You know, he was visiting about 8 or 9 years ago, and I was at the end of the table, and he was to my left, and I remember him reaching over. He'd just taken his keys out of his pocket, and he said, "I meant to tell you how I've started to lose my memory." And he sort of casually got into the conversation. I said, "Are you concerned about it?" And at the time, he hadn't told his wife this. "Are you concerned about it?" And he said, "Well, yeah." So I gave him a couple of ideas about what to do about it, and over the years, I would call him, and as I felt him slipping a little bit more, it bothered me because he chose to do one thing. But then I found out last night, I didn't know, that he really didn't have Alzheimer's. He had water on his brain. And the water on his brain was what caused the problem to develop that basically neutralized his brain, and so that's it took him longer to get to the point of not being able to talk or to comprehend, and then once it happened, it went very quickly. I saw him. I think I talked on the air about seeing him in March in the institute, the home where he'd been living. But he stopped July 1st. He stopped eating and drinking. He was cognitive enough to know that. And it took him about 9 days, 10 days to his demise. But anyway, and he was only 76. It just is one of those things. But I think about how he lived his life. He's a very peaceful guy, and a thoughtful guy, and he had the same basic political philosophy that I did do, and most of the people in my family do. And so we talked a little bit about the sorts of things. He went to William and Mary, very devoted to the school and devoted to the history of our country and how, in his mind, that some of the things, he was a great student of presidents. He could tell you most anything he wanted to know about any president that we had. And part of that knowledge came from his own interest, part of it because he was a book publisher that specialized in college professors' works and what was being ordered by college campuses around the country. So he was a big reader, and he loved the history, and I learned a lot from him about some of the crooks that were president. We've had some really bad presidents, and we think they're bad now. Oof! You go back to the era of Adams and Monroe, some of the earlier presidents, they were just despicable guys. And they got there, they got to be president. And only the, I mean, from when Washington, who wasn't despicable, through to almost the time, and Jackson, horrible. Oh my God, what a horrible human being. And you go almost to the point of Lincoln. That whole, from when Washington was president after that, that series of, one of the Adamses wasn't bad, but then you go up,
one
most of
them.
Those presidents, yeah, well, there were two. Most of them that you
right,
don't
no,
know,
I know
you don't
were
remember.
Two, but it was funny that one was bad, one was good.
One was good, and one wasn't so good. But you go through all the list of presidents that we've had until Lincoln, you won't remember most of those names. And there's a reason for that, because they weren't good at what they did. They messed up stuff. Then Lincoln came along, and he fixed stuff. So from Washington to Lincoln, there weren't many people that were actually fixing things. Most of them were causing problems. So fast forward from Lincoln, when's the next time after Lincoln we really had a good, memorable president? Was it Herbert Hoover, Smiling Cal? No. It wasn't until FDR.
Smiling Cal?
No, Calvin Coolidge was from Massachusetts. He was the president before Hoover, after Wilson. And he wasn't of much value. Most of the people, we see, the reason I'm telling you the story, I'm sort of digressing from my cousin's death, but what I learned about the presidency brings me around to what we're looking at today. In fact, we have a few good presidents, and then we have a bunch of clowns, and then hopefully there's another good president that we can find someplace that will bring it around. That's what we're looking for. We're thirsting for that because we really haven't had a good president. I mean, you can argue whether you like Reagan or not, or Clinton. Both of them made us feel good about being Americans for different reasons, whether they were good or they weren't good or they did bad things. The last really well-motivated presidents that we had were Eisenhower and Kennedy. That was an era. They were still, I mean, they were two very different men, but they both were World War II products. And I dare say, well, Kennedy won because his father cheated in Chicago and bought off the city, and that's how he won. But he would have been, he was better for the time, in my opinion, than Nixon would have been, as later events proved. But yet, you know, we look from, you know, the time of Clinton, say what you will about him. He did a pretty good job in a lot of areas. Reagan certainly did. And then we've had this lack of clear leadership for the last 16 years anyway. So are we going to work our way out of it? I'm going to say I hope so and leave it at that, because who knows what's going to come out of all of this. But the immediate effect of learning, and I'll go back to my cousin for a minute, learning what he did about presidents and what his hobbies were. His house, where I am, is all filled with historical memorabilia that has to do with our country and its presidents. And it's something that we all, as we are so focused on who's going to be the next president, maybe it would do us all some good to spend a little time focusing on what makes a good president. And may be different for all of us, but I think when you get right down to it, you'll agree that there are probably a half a dozen, a handful of good presidents in the history of our country. The rest of them have been clowns. And yet we survived. Look at where we are. We've survived. So maybe the president isn't as important as we think he or she is.
I remember remember, well, it's interesting. I remember learning in school, and one of the first conversations you and I ever had, Doug, a couple of months ago, was about, what was it, ethics or not ethics? It was...
morality, maybe.
Something with learning different things in school about how government works and things like that. And I remember learning...
Yes, I do remember that conversation.
Yeah, and I remember learning one of the things about the way our government is set up. If you think about it, every 4 years we have a turnover, or sometimes it's eight, but every 4 years potentially we have a turnover of leadership.
No, we should have, yeah.
Right, but I mean, we have that potential for it, is... kind of remarkably an unstable setup, potentially. Mm-hmm. And yet we always do, like you said, we always make it through. I mean, you know, we're not in a dictatorship. We're not in some sort of monarchy. You know, we're in a government that potentially could change and reinvent itself.
We're in an oligarchy because it's money. And the government's run by money now.
Yeah, but nothing really, not a lot actually changes.
No,
so
it doesn't.
It was set up with a different ideal.
Yeah, we keep kind of shuffling along and doing okay, but we could do so much better. 46, almost 47 after the hour here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure.
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser-loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
The same. Safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 2-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Danger.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Hector time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. We're going to go through a couple of important stories. There is an Angie's List item which will lead you to believe they may want to compete with another major, I suppose we could say this was a the other company. Well, I'll just tell you what it is, Amazon. This is the world that we are in. I think that we're all getting so used to these different names of companies. Now, we're going to tell you a story about that. Snapchat's in the news as well. Cybersecurity is in the news. Growing threat, not only for your personal life, but also for your company's life. The company you work for, does it have challenges? With cyber criminals becoming more sophisticated in how they choose and attack their targets, it's very important for you to know how to protect your data and your privacy. So here's Jay Curtis with more.
Over the last 5 years, the Internet Crime Complaint Center received an average of nearly 300,000 complaints annually. Dennis Bonilla, Executive Dean of the College of Information Systems and Technology at University of Phoenix, says that the problem is likely to get worse.
The two solutions to the problem are investing in technology and human capital. It's going to be an employee's market because the Bureau of Labor Statistics is projecting about 1.2 million job openings due to growth in computer and information technology fields.
In a recent survey, University of Phoenix found that Americans' greatest security concerns were theft and personal cybersecurity. The survey also found that 2 in 5 respondents had experienced a personal security breach. Bonilla added that trained professionals are entering the workforce with the necessary preparation to help thwart these attacks.
Of course, our students don't just have the grit to do the job, they have the skills too. Our programs are designed to ensure that as students work towards their degree, they're also working towards industry-aligned certificates.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. Now you're in the know from University of Phoenix.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself in the middle of a lake. While on that lake, you have a revelation that your truck and boat should be bundled together. As you look out over the waters, a mermaid tosses you a fish. It's kind of small. You throw it back.
Plunge into savings when you bundle your truck or SUV with your outdoor vehicle. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
All right, 55 past the hour. Angie's List is trying to compete with Amazon. It doesn't seem like a fair fight, at least I wouldn't have thought, but if she has the courage to do this, Angie's List has become certainly much more popular, and the company is doing very well, based in Indianapolis. So they've got online reviews, lots, millions and millions of them. Most everybody knows who Angie's List, or who Angie is and what Angie's List is. But to compete with Amazon, Victoria?
Well, it's interesting because Amazon actually took this idea from Angie's List. So
really?
There is an interesting twist to this. Amazon, and we were talking about this, I think, a few weeks ago in one of our tech hours, about how when you're on Amazon and you buy a product, and let's say you buy a new sink or a faucet or whatever, and then a million plumbers pop up in your neighborhood, and oh, this person is recommended by Amazon. Well, they started doing that because instead of leaving Amazon to then go to Angie's List and find a reputable plumber near you, Amazon decided, well, let's just do it all in one. And it started to take business away from Angie's List. So Angie's List has been doing well for the last few years. However, their last quarter of 2015 was sort of disappointing. So they're reinventing themselves now with different membership levels. So the green level is free access. They have more than 700 service categories, free access to reviews and ratings. And now the subscription-based, they have a silver access, which is $25 for the year, which is really reasonable if you are doing home renovations or things like that. It allows consumers to have a guaranteed fair price and quality of service guaranteed by Angie's List, so much so that they'll reimburse customers up to $100,000 now if you're not satisfied with the work that someone they recommend does. And then they have a gold-based service that's $99 a year that also includes complaint resolution process and customer support. So Angie's List is really expanding into one-stop shopping.
So the smart play here would have been to do what Target did with CVS. Instead of Target being in the competitive drug business, which they really can't be, Amazon should have gone to Angie's List or vice versa and said, let's make a deal. We'll use your services and give you whatever the cut is, instead
that
of
would have to, that and that or, would have been a great play. Yeah. Everyone knows Amazon's so big that they may not have even needed to.
When you get so big, it's like, what's the old expression? Pigs eat well, hogs get slaughtered. That's what happens. You know that expression, right?
I never heard that expression before. No.
That's an old farmer's expression.
I guess so.
You hear from Farmer Doug. Pigs eat well, hogs get slaughtered. When you want and take too much, it doesn't pay. 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.